For the Tangent on Veritas Catholic Network, I'm Father Sam Kachuba with your daily gospel reflection. Today, as I sometimes do, I'm going to deviate from reflecting on the gospel, and I want to focus on the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 4, which we read as the first reading at Mass today, because it's giving us a little snapshot of what the early church was like. We see how they hold all things in common, how they share everything. There's no one needy among them. We're seeing sort of the ideal of a Christian community. Now, of course, we know that Christian community can start off really well and with a lot of beauty and a lot of grace, but what happens along the way, well, our humanity kind of enters in. And so my foibles, my flaws, my sin can start to tear at that unity. And maybe I neglect my brothers and sisters. And so it's good for us every year to reflect on these words from the Acts of the Apostles, to remember what the church was like, that it is possible for us to have no needy person among us. It is possible for us to take care of the needs of everyone, all of those fellow believers who walk with us. We can do this. It's actually part of our Christian vocation. I also always pause when we read about Joseph, who is named by the apostles Barnabas, which means son of encouragement. It's interesting to me because when we meet people, we meet lots of Pauls, Johns, Josephs, we meet lots of Peters and Andrews and Jameses. We meet all these people with apostolic names, but we don't often meet somebody named Barnabas. But his name means son of encouragement. Barnabas is a leader. What does he do? He buys a piece of property, or sells a piece of property rather, and he leaves the proceeds at the feet of the apostles. He keeps nothing back for himself. Barnabas, we know, is going to become a partner with St. Paul, going out and proclaiming the gospel. He's the son of encouragement, the one who builds up the community. Am I Barnabas? Am I a son of encouragement? Am I one who's willing to build up this very broken community of believers? As we reflect on the early church and see our own brokenness as a church today, may we all be Barnabas, a son of encouragement who builds up and unifies the body of Christ on earth, which is the Christian community, the church.